never catch up again. I'm gonna say my worrying days are done. This looks like a good day to run.
Anybody else grooving with me?
Fiddle.
Not like country music.
Well, it depends on the tone of the country music. 7 after the hour.
I like
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The classic country stuff is something that's more easily identifiable, I think, anyway.
I like this. This is a good
bad
song.
Good way for us to get into another hour of conversation. Doug's Good Day with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness counselor, she emailed me yesterday or the day before. She'd sort of gotten back to terra firma. We were talking about this, as a matter of fact. If you didn't hear the conversation or haven't heard us make the relationship connection, Andrea, somebody that I have great regard for, I love to focus on fitness, men and women. She's a very practical approach, very successful. She has quite a little empire of her own based on books and articles that she writes, a lot of television. And so I got her to come on the radio with us once a week to talk about
it. Let's be honest. Her book is called Naked Fitness. That's what drew you to her.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I saw an interview. I'd never heard of her before in my life. And it was flipping through channel one night, and I saw her being interviewed. And before I saw a picture of her, I saw a picture of the cover of the book. And it says Naked Fitness, and she's a very attractive lady. And so I'm going to be more interested.
Ring, ring, ring. Mm-hmm. Get me that woman
on
the show.
Exactly how it works, Rich. That's exactly how you know how it works. You know how I...
Get her right. I want her tomorrow.
Right. No, I said soon. I said try to find her as soon as you can.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with
that. Yeah. Anyway, but she's come back from... Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I just got an email from her. Let me see where she is.
Let's ask her, so while you're looking where she is. When you said, get me this woman on the show, did you ever think to yourself,
co-host.
New co-host.
Did I?
Mama.
No. Well,
you never thought about it for a dating thing?
And if you don't know, Doug used to date up until me and Roberta. He never dated you, Roberta. Yeah.
No, he never dated me.
We're the only two.
Thank God.
That Doug has never dated.
I don't know.
Doug's pickup line was, hey,
want to be my co-host?
Oh, that was never a...
Yeah, funny
how I don't know. I had to get the job.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Andrea says that she's still not in the loop. Anyway, you tried her on
I want to get her on to see if you actually hit on her when, we proposed her being a new, quote-unquote, co-host.
I didn't. No, she's not a co-host. She's a contributor.
She's a contributor. Okay.
The difference between being a co-host is if you're here every day and
about
a contributor
3 weeks
is
dating.
I'm not sure that I find that particularly amusing. Later in the hour, we are going to focus on your brain. Yet another series of stories this week. From now the high school level, the first stories were about the NFL and the damage being created by the acute collisions that take place on the field and what toll it's taking. As part of the NFL's contract agreement, the owners had to agree to put a $75 million bank aside to take care of the families of the football players that die prematurely because of brain injuries. Or go into Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever it is. And as you've known, if you listen to this program at all, the last 4 or 5 months, this has been a big thing with me. And it's now played back into college. I have been very interested in how this would play out at Heidelberg. I can't tell you that I feel like I've gotten a lot of support with my concern, but that's okay. It'll come as we discuss it more. And then now the high school level is, this year, this fall, all kinds of stories about high schoolers. And I saw one yesterday from Boulder, Colorado, where high school athletic director there has started paying more attention to concussions because of what he's been reading and what he's been following. And
there's
where
been
it
a lot
goes.
More news about it this year.
Well, it's
definitely
appropriate. There's much more news
it's
about
because
it.
Because of
right?
you.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I
making
think
people pay attention.
Yeah, everybody but you. All right, it's 12 past the hour. Before we get to that, though, I think we ought to spend some time talking about don't ask, don't tell. In a minute, We have an excerpt from The View yesterday where the ladies talked about the end of it. We all have been talking about it here and there. Some people have tried to make it political. It's very interesting to see what the services themselves are doing about this, and I think that ought to be our focus, at least an example or two of how are the Marines or the Army or the Navy or the Coast Guard or whomever coping with this, or is it even something that has to be coped with? The news media seems to want us to think that this is a big deal, and what I get, especially from people that I know who are in the service or anything I've read, what is this? What are you making a big deal out of this for? That's basically been the approach. So it seems there's more outside people who are all worked up about, you know, the gay lifestyle, yada, yada, yada. Choices, choices, boys and girls. It's all about choices. And you can choose to get yourself all worked up about this or not. There are some people who think, and the reason I said choices there was to sort of be the double-edged sword, the double entendre. There are some people who think that you choose to be gay. That's what some people think. I don't happen to subscribe to that. I don't think that's what it is. I think you choose to live whatever lifestyle you want. And if you are what you are, whoever you are, integrity would tell you that you need to be, if we're going to be happy people, we got to be who we are. I, as a matter of fact, heard a story yesterday about a 14-year-old who committed suicide. Did you hear the story?
No.
And I forget where in the country it was, but over the weekend, a 14-year-old committed suicide because he'd been so chided by people on Facebook. The boys used to tease him when he was in elementary school. Then the girl started when he was in junior high school, and he became a freshman in high school this year, and the taunting was so horrible that he committed suicide. And this is all because of...
Imagine if I was a parent of a kid like that.
Couldn't imagine. How do you deal with it? As I heard the mother talking about she would have killed herself to save her son's life. That kind of stuff. How does that exist in a country where people are supposedly educated? It is an incredible reality.
Well,
it
kids
may not
are
be.
Cruel.
Very cruel.
Yeah.
My daughter was telling me last night that a lot of her friends from last year are making fun of her now because she's turned into a little bit of a geek, you know, a science fiction geek and Doctor Who and Harry Potter and all that. And, you know, she posts it on her blogs. And some of them found it. She does a video each week about it, too. And some of the kids at school found it. And this is a performing arts high school. And they're making fun of her because of it. Yeah. Because it's easily identifiable. The kids like to latch on something that's easily identifiable.
Why?
It doesn't matter what it is.
Kind of girl that doesn't care.
Well, she doesn't care. But, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, whether you're a geek, whether you are gay, whether you happen to like to dye your hair purple, the kids will latch onto that, and they'll use that as something just to gang up on somebody.
And there's
it's
a certain personality
terrible.
Type that gets picked on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah. It was me when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
So was I. That was
my
horrible.
Name was Dudley, for God's sake.
It doesn't matter.
And I had pens in my pocket with a plastic little thing. Yeah. Remember that?
And you probably, were you a know-it-all?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, good.
No, I was a teacher's pet, but I wasn't a know-it-all.
Yeah. And see, sometimes...
I was a teacher's pet.
And here's the thing that your parents...
Yeah, I wasn't.
If you're a parent, you have to see some of the signs. Like, don't send your kid to school with a pocket protector with pens in it.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Well,
now.
I didn't
help
have anybody
to...
I was
hook
by myself. I grew up by myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I brought myself
up
by myself.
Where your sisters? Where were they? They should have known.
They were long gone. Yeah, they didn't pay attention.
Yeah, but a teenager has to be who they are. You can't get a teenager to be somebody who they're not.
Yeah, but when they're coming home crying because they're getting picked on because of the pen protector in their pocket, then you... I mean, and
well,
the pen protector is just...
Well, you
can
say, you know...
All right, let's go back to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, because I find the results of it fascinating. Yesterday, a top Marine recruiter for the southwestern district of our country went to the biggest gay community center, and he went there to
recruit. he's got a new place he can go. Those guys get commission.
Yeah,
sure.
But is that great or what? I saw that story. I said, that's absolutely fantastic.
So I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, my God.
He doesn't care whether they're gay or not. He's just looking at more commissions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, but, I mean, his bosses would tell him if they didn't want gay guys to be, gay women or whomever, to be in the service.
His bosses get those commissions, too.
Yeah. He was going to look for gay women, as a matter of fact, because he says, he didn't say it, but I saw someplace else, gay women make good soldiers.
In the Navy.
All right, so Richie.
Yeah.
You have a clip from The View from yesterday.
I do.
Where the ladies talk about the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I always find all of this such a wonderful chemistry between all of them. Here they go back and forth.
There is a poignant new video that's gone viral of a young soldier's brave phone call to his dad in Alabama. Take a look.
Hello? Hey, Daddy.
Hey, bud.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Will you love me, period?
Yes.
Dad, I'm gay.
Okay.
You still love me?
I still love you, son.
No, goodbye. Aww.
Yes, I still love you.
Are you okay, Dad?
Okay, it's all right, you go.
Yeah.
Dad sounded like he knew this already.
Yes, sir.
I will.
Oh, my Lord.
That's sweet.
Don't tell him to tell his father.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons that we all wanted to show this is that very often in our sitcoms there is a stereotype of what a gay man is.
Yeah.
And here is one of our soldiers fighting for us. So it's important.
Yeah, they got the clue there was that was a soldier fighting his father.
And this is quite
wonderful. Everybody in the country knows somebody who is either gay or has a friend who's gay. The mailman, the cop, the fireman, you just don't know it.
And how do you ask someone to fight for our freedoms daily, risk their lives, work with honor and courage, yet live a life of enslavement of their own truth? This is one of the best things, I think, for our nation today.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hands down. All right. Here we are.
The policies and priorities of some people in this country are nuts. The energy that has been given to try to keep these people because somebody said we were worried about going into a trench with them,
yeah,
like they were
going to
fondle them in the trench. I mean, my God, where does this stuff come from?
Right. While you're getting shot at and you're trying to stay alive, you're going to fondle somebody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, if there's a woman in the trench with me...
Oh, Doug.
Don't go there.
I'm being facetious. Stop it.
Whatever.
Whatever. No. I could totally see
you pulling out that this could be our last moments on
this
show.
We could be dying.
And by the way, want to be a co-host?
I have a radio show.
It's 20 past. I knew I probably shouldn't have gone. 20 after on Good Day.
Hey, wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
End of the band.
End of the band. Why are they breaking up?
I think they just think it's time, and they want to go out, you know, while they're kind of still.
And all perform the same songs by themselves.
True confession is I didn't even know they were still together.
Oh, really?
Released anything in a long time.
Yeah, I'm out 3 or 4
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, I think sooner than that.
And they still get airplay. I mean, you know.
I lost them after losing my religion.
Yeah, me too, honestly.
They've been around over 30 years.
This stuff from back in the early 80s. Just
I like this song.
Awesome, awesome, early alt rock. Great stuff. But then they just kind of went pop.
Interesting philosophers, musically. I thought R.E.M. had some interesting philosophical sides to it. Was I looking too deeply into the music?
No, you're right. Yeah.
Right. So rapid eye movement no longer exists. They go out on their own. They'll get back together. When there's somebody waving $100 million in front of them for a tour, guess who's going to get back together again?
That'll happen.
Yeah.
God, this is so good.
All right, so R.E.M. Kaputsky, it's a 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Philosophy is an interesting word and an interesting reality. Aristotle wrote in 384 B.C., anybody can become angry. It's easy to do that. But to be angry with the right person and to be right, have the right timing for the right purpose and the right way, that's not within everybody's power and not easy.
Read that again, please.
Anger. What? You didn't? Well, it's written. It's a translation from the Greek region.
I know. I just want you to read it again, please.
Oh, man. You make me out to be some kind of ogre. I have moments.
No, not at all.
Thank you.
A very specific kind of ogre.
Okay.
Nice.
You know how we like words on this program?
Yes.
I want you to tell me what a peruker would make. 800, this is not for you. This
I'm sorry,
is for the
I
audience.
Can't tell you that.
Right,
it's a
so
family
here you go.
Show, Doug.
This is, that's all right. This is a family question, and a lot of families would have these in them. 800-510-8255. The word is peruker. P-E-R-U-K-E-R. Peruker. What does...
Peruker, right?
Yeah, P-E-R, I'm doing
that
my
was in Boston
New England.
Coming.
Yeah,
right.
Peruker. What would a peruker make? You want me to give you some ideas, or do you want to just leave it at that?
I got it.
For the audience.
Could you spell it one more time?
P-E-R-U-K-E-R.
Yep.
A peruker. What does that person do and or make?
He makes perukes.
Peruke, mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
He makes
That's
peruke.
A translation also from the Greek. 800-510-8255. First person with the right answer who's not one in our quickie quizzes before. Help yourself to our prizes. Some e-food, which will come in handy. What do we have? What do we have hitting there? Oh, the bus is going to hit the earth. Yeah, those people.
This weekend.
No worries.
A satellite that's the size of a bus is going to come crashing down, probably knock out the power, and you'll be sorry you don't have e-food. Right, Richie?
That's right.
Basic bottom line is if you want to protect yourself and take care of yourself, go to DougSteffen.com, friends section, or just to the ad section on the right-hand side. You see the big gold box says e-food. We'll send you, what, three meals? I think it's three
12,
different meals.
12
servings, but I think it's three 12 meals.
Servings.
I think that's what it is.
Yes, you're right. Okay.
Right. Thank you. Well, Richie's admitting that I'm right.
That's right.
Wow. 800. Oh, here's a wise guy. Look at who is this guy? Mike is in Montoursville, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Mike.
So what does a peruker do?
He makes perukes.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I said. Thank you. See, somebody else knows like I do.
Mike, you have obviously a miserable existence.
A prize for Mike. I love him.
A prize for Mike?
Yeah.
You're going to give him a prize for saying something?
Yes.
But a peruke is a wig worn in British courts.
That's right. That is correct.
Is that the right answer?
Yeah, the wig. He's a wig maker. All right, smart guy. Hold on just a second there.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook made a huge overhaul to your newsfeed and has received an unsurprising amount of negative feedback. The homepage now has a Twitter-like instant feed in the top right corner, and an algorithm decides which news is the most important to you. Despite the outrage, don't expect Facebook to lose many users or much sleep over your objections. In other news, Amazon's Kindle now lets you check out ebooks from your local library. When logged into Amazon, access your library's website, search through its ebook collection and click Get for Kindle. Not sure which libraries have ebooks? Overdrive.com searches all of them for you. And finally, Google's Eric Schmidt testified before a Senate panel that accuses the company's search engine of potentially favoring its own content. Schmidt insisted that Google is the most transparent of search companies and supports a competitive open internet. Yeah, that sounds just about right. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now at the Home Depot, buy any bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fertilizer, and we'll throw in a gallon of Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer worth over $7 free. Your lawn will be protected all winter, and when spring arrives, a greener, healthier yard will too. A great lawn in the spring starts in the fall with Scott's Winter Guard Fertilizer and a free gallon of Ortho Home Defense Max. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 5th, U.S. only. See store.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Remember to relax and have a good time. That's what basically our message is here, although there's a lot of other sub-messages. There are a lot of things in all of our lives that are going on. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to make them more complicated, but there are lots of influences, and that's why I am enjoying what now is the reputation this program has. Richie teases me about it all the time, about how my mind works, and therefore we are everywhere. We're not quite everywhere, but the world is a very interesting place. Tons of interesting people, and whether it's philosophy, whether it's the news itself, things, the events of the day, people are so interesting, and so therefore the dynamic ought to be as broad as possible in order to make this the big tent, right? This is the big tent on the radio. Bring in lots of people. There are some things that I don't do well, and so I try to stay away from them. Just so that
are you saying that we're like a circus?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, right. The big tent. I would be, I guess, considered the
ringmaster.
Mm-hmm. And then we have three other rings. One Richie is in, one Roberta's in, and one Jennifer's in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although the ring Roberta's in might be a square, but we have three.
That's the one where they need the shovels.
Yeah.
That's wrestling.
Shovels. So at any rate, it is my intention to try to every day bring you things, bring you up to date on things that are going on that you might not hear discussed other places. And every once in a while I get on to a toot. I have a cause. I have something that I think is very important. And I have done this forever. I've been on the radio a long time, and I do from time to time get on to things, and I don't let them go. One of them is food and the FDA and all of that stuff. The other thing that currently is before me and all of us is what's going on as the football season starts and gets into high gear. The discussion of your brain, have you played football? Have you played soccer? Have you played hockey? Have you wrestled? Have you boxed? If you have, then this is not meant to scare you. This is meant, Richie, could you take Roberta down, please? It is meant to basically get us aware of and try to do something about a situation that is extraordinarily important, not just to me. I don't play football, and I don't have children who play football. But I believe what I learned last year in having my experience at this company in Denver called Cerascan, where I had a brain image. They have software that reads the brain imaging now and can sort of predict by looking at your brain what will happen to you in the near term and long term. That is, do you have the propensity for a problem with Alzheimer's or dementia or Parkinson's or other things. And what they have found is that in a pretty irrefutable way, that football and other things that are dangerous to your head are going to cause problems. There isn't a day that goes by. Richie and I were just talking about this off the air. There are headlines every day. This story has trickled from the NFL down to the college level and now to the high school level. And the headlines, these are the most recent headlines that I have seen. And I'm not in any particular order. Football fallout. Years in the NFL may prime players for dementia. That's something in Time magazine last month. Here's from high school athletes from the Boulder Daily newspaper. Boulder Valley High School get concussion help for athletes. Right? Pediatricians seek to KO youth boxing. Let's see here. Expert NHL, National Hockey League, must be involved in discussions of mental health, again, because of what happens. If you look at the things these hockey players, their helmets, are much less covering. Is that the right word?
They're like a bike helmet.
Protecting. It doesn't look like there's anything.
It is like a bike helmet, because otherwise it would slow them down. Yeah. They want it for speed.
Right. College athlete dies of head trauma, father says. Let's see here. Parents seek answers for son's concussion and suicide. And again, this is not about fear. It's about intelligence. Julie Banta is a person that works at Saraskin. She's in charge of patient and provider care, has been working in the field for a number of years. She ran a day treatment center for adolescents who were drug and alcohol addicted and involved in the criminal justice system. Imagine that. So as a person with a master's in counseling, mother of three, and one of your children is a patient at Saraskin. Is that how you got involved in this, Julie?
Actually, no. Ironically, when I started working with brain imaging, I had no my daughter that ultimately ended up meeting us wasn't even born yet. So
really?
Yeah.
So when what happened with your daughter's name is Gina. Tell us the story about her, will you?
Well, when she was young, like 3 or 4, she started exhibiting some symptoms that were quite concerning and created a lot of problems for her at her school and at home. And so we had done a number of interventions that were sort of non-traditional with her to try and see if we could help her. She started having very OCD-like symptoms, which is quite rare in someone that young. And those sort of interventions weren't beneficial, so it was recommended ultimately that she have an evaluation by a psychiatrist for medication. And we went and did that process, and the doctor told us after, you know, a long evaluation process and a very large cost, mind you, what she thought ultimately we were going to do, but really that she knew she was taking her best educated guess. And at the time, my daughter was 5, and she recommended 2 medications for my daughter that were pretty significant medications. And I said, you know, I really, since I do this for a living, I really would like to get a brain scan first so that we can have some objective information about what's really going on in my daughter's brain, not just looking at her symptoms and taking an educated guess and then putting really powerful psychotropic medications in this little developing brain.
Right. Now, the reason that I wanted to bring Julie in is because, as I sort of prefaced all the conversation here, what we've been talking about for the past year or so has been all related to sports and the brain scans. The story of Gina, Julie's daughter, doesn't obviously have anything to do with this, but it gives us another reference into this world of brain imaging, brain scanning. And when we have all these young people who are, as we're sort of suggesting here, getting prescriptions from pediatricians or from mental health professionals, all kinds of things that calm them down, often there's a deeper story, Julie. I think that's really what we're trying to point out here, right?
Yeah, that there's a deeper story and that symptoms, you know, that you see and observe don't always correlate with the underlying brain-based dysfunction. And that's what we're really aiming to do, is to assist these professionals who are doing the best they can with the tools that they have. But we really want to add this very powerful objective data set to their diagnostic process so that they have, you know, we wouldn't let our doctors put casts on our children's arms without x-rays that confirm that it's broken.
Right.
You know, and yet we let all of our children have these psychotropic medications based on, you know, while very educated, nonetheless, it's an educated guess about what's going on.
It brings us around once again to the focus on science, which is imperfect. My friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's our medical expert here, as an advisor, will tell you that it's the best that we have, and therefore it continues to improve on what it had informationally before. And maybe that's here in a non-sort of judgmental way. We have people who have been trained. The problem is when you present them with new information, Julie, and they still resist. And that's what you ran up against, right? You had info, and this person, this doctor, resisted even getting the scan.
Very much so. Her psychiatrist, who was Harvard educated, board certified, 20 years of experience, I think really felt that it was an unnecessary, untested process. And the problem is that a lot of physicians have not kept themselves up to date on the advancements in the technology. They may have learned about SPECT brain imaging 10, 15, 20 years ago in medical school. Mm. And like cell phones, you know, our imaging process has come a long way in the last 20 years.
So when you went back after you decided to do this, you went back to the psychiatrist. What was the reaction to the findings?
Initially, she was skeptical and felt that, I think to some degree, she didn't exactly know what to make of the report because I don't think she'd ever seen one before. Mm-hmm. And for practitioners that aren't familiar with it or maybe skeptical, we offer a doctor-to-doctor consultation with our experts. So she was willing to do that, you know, with my encouragement. And so she did do a doctor-to-doctor consultation with our practitioner to talk about the implications of the findings for my daughter. And apparently that conversation was really effective in that she was willing to alter her initial opinion. Mm. And we were able to land on a pharmaceutical for my daughter. We ultimately did have to put her on medication. We're not suggesting that, you know, what we do at Seroscan is going to avoid that altogether.
Well, you're going to find out what the right thing is.
Exactly.
And so that's the bottom line to the story. Your daughter is now 7. How's she doing?
She's amazing. I mean, within 3 months, I would say 2 to 3 months of the scan, we had like a 95% symptom resolution.
Hmm. So it's, what it is information. It really, this is information. And
can you tell us more about what the resolution was?
Well, for her, I mean, her behaviors, the hoarding type behaviors, the rages, I mean, just all the external
tantrums,
symptoms.
Tantrums, she was going through a lot of tantrums.
Okay. Yeah, there was, and I mean, we're not talking tantrums, we're talking like major rage, like beating her head into the wall. I mean, it was really out
That's
of
scary.
Control.
How old
yeah,
was
it was
she?
Very scary.
4.
She's now 8. She just turned 8, and she's doing phenomenally in school. She has a wonderful peer group. Everything at home has really calmed down. There is no magic bullet. Nothing's perfect, but boy, I'll tell you, I'll take 95% resolution any day.
Yeah. What a horrible problem to be faced with, or a situation or an opportunity, and the fact that you were able to get it done. You didn't know what, you were just reaching out at that point in time trying to find answers, and that's how you found Seroscan. So the fact that you have now turned it in, you it worked so well, you went to work there. I think that's an interesting part of the story as well. So now the reason the story is being told here is because most of the time, I've said this on the air consistently for years and years and years, not knowing anything about Seroscan, but as a teacher being uncomfortable with the prescriptions that were made or have continued to be made by school psychiatrists or whomever, these drugs that are being given to children, not necessary or the wrong ones or whatever it is. In Julie's case with her daughter Gina, she needed something. But many of the children, I'm saying, and I don't know that everybody has to go through a brain scan, but for heaven's sakes, everybody in the country as a kid can't be on drugs. And that's really
Absolutely.
The direction we're headed. There's so many kids on drugs, my God.
Well, and the problem for Gina's case is that the medications that the doctor recommended would have done absolutely nothing.
Right.
They would not have been beneficial to her at all.
Maybe harmful. in fact.
Oh, potentially harmful because she would have had to deal with side effects.
Right.
The particular medication she had recommended had never been tested on kids under the age of 10, we found out after the fact, and yet they're using it all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's a compelling story, and I'm going to send people to SaraScan. It's their website is SaraScanImaging.com, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N-I-M-A-G-I-N-G, SaraScanImaging, all one word, .com. Julie, thank you for telling the story, and give Gina a big hug. It's kind of a good way
to
deal with stuff. Nice to talk with you. All right, so there's more information, and as I said, I didn't want to, people have said, oh, you're talking about all the sports stuff. Well, there's an application here, understanding this is a two-pronged thing of mine. One of them is knowing what's going on in your brain, but the other one is the schools and how many, you know, you must see it, Roberta, or your daughter's now 14, 15, but
15.
I mean, think about it in terms of, especially when you're around talent, your child is at a special school, talented people go there, and, you know, they're different, and they handle them differently at that school than they do in the regular school.
Yeah, they actually do, yes.
Yeah, of course they do. All right, Dr. Ken here. Maybe I'll have a comment on this in a minute. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a quick hit on why it would be helpful for you to use Tautinol. It reduces the appearance of fine lines. This is the anti-aging cream that you can use every day, in the morning, at night. You can also take it with you. It's sort of a refresher. A lot of women put it in their pocketbooks, a little jar of it. Put it on your face, freshen it up. It really does have a wonderful, wonderful result, which is what you're looking for, Ken. Sometimes people don't really care what's in it. They just want to know it works, right?
It works. It's natural. It's effective. It's been proven safe and effective. Avoid the needles, the cutting, the knives. This is a product developed by a plastic surgeon, shown in studies to work.
Keep your skin looking firm and youthful by calling 800-291-2584. You can get a special deal. Buy two, get one free, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Tautinol, 800-291-2584. If you want to look younger, you want Tautinol. Call now, 800-291-2584. Lack of sleep. News on that today, Ken.
Absolutely. This is out of the medical journal Diabetes Care, Doug. That lack of sleep causes your diabetes risk to go up, which can lead to havoc, strokes, heart attacks, losing your ability to perform sexually. I think the common denominator is probably obesity, because we know that lack of sleep also causes high blood pressure, and it allows us not to lose weight. So 7 to 8 hours for all adults.
All right, news for Roberta with her hot flashes.
Problems with hot flashes as you develop menopause seem to be linked to higher cholesterol levels. Night sweats and hot flashes, they seem to increase the bad cholesterol as well as the good cholesterol. So the interpretation of this is a little sketchy. You should talk to the doctor as you have these hot flashes. This is out of the North American Menopause Society this week.
Another reason to quit smoking.
Absolutely. This is out of drug and alcohol dependence. Another good reason to kick the habit, Doug, is it may help improve your everyday memory. The brain just seems to work better when you don't smoke.
Do not smoke. Problems from preterm birth to return in adulthood. That sounds complicated.
Young adults who are born prematurely, they may have health problems reemerging decades later and raise the risk of death for some time. Journal of American Medical Association this week.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with all the info, the medical info, that is, here on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. Optics Planet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Side. John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. Man, I love this kind of stuff. I didn't care much of the movie, Eddie and the Cruisers, but I've always liked Cafferty. And this sort of stuff, it's a little like...
it's throwback. Brian Setzer?
No.
Brian... Adams?
Silver Bullet Band.
Oh, Bob Seger.
Bob Seger.
Yeah, it's got a Bob Seger.
A little bit of CCR as well, maybe. It's loud pop. Maybe that's it. Anyway, from the movie, as I said, Eddie and the Cruisers, number one movie during this week in 1983 on the Dark Side, John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. Let's get to our contest. So Trucker will have some time to give us some movie news as well. Chuck Curry is our movie man. We are ready with the three excerpts from this movie, which was number one during this week in 1969. This will not require a whole lot of heavy lifting. As a matter of fact, I think we made reference to it not long ago. We'll try it again, though, see if we get some different cuts. Here's the first one.
Well, we've gone straight. What do we try now?
We don't need any more than that. Right?
I think I know it.
800. Chuck, do we need any more than that? You need
more? No, I would definitely play another clue.
All right, go ahead. Next one, Richie.
What I'm saying is if you want to go, I won't stop you. But the minute you start to whine or make a nuisance, I don't care where we are, I'm dumping you flat. Don't sugarcoat it like that, kid. Tell her straight.
800-510-8255. The clue here, the roundabout clue is Sam Elliott. Now, here's the last audio clue.
I'll jump first.
No. Yeah.
Okay, and you jump first. Oh, I said. What's the matter with you? I can't swim. Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
This is one of the great movies, one of the great, great movies. It turns out that we figured out a few weeks ago it may not have been true. At the ending of it, or what you think?
That's right,
the ending of it. All right, anyway, that's enough. You got enough to work on there. 800-510-8255. You get some free e-food if you have never won before on Movie Moments and come up with the idea of that movie. Meanwhile, Chucker has movie news for us right after this.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute.
with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, no matter what's going on in your life or your circumstances, trusting that God has a good plan for you is the key to preventing that disappointment from turning into despair and devastation and maybe even depression. You know, emotions sometimes just sink when things don't work out the way that we would like them to. But the good news is we don't have to let our emotions control us. If we think on something good and we have hope for the future, those emotions that did sink will begin to rise back up again. King David said, What would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? I want to encourage you to expect something good to happen in your life. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
All right, whilst we wait for folks to figure out what that movie is, Chucker, what's happening in the world of video and movies and DVDs, that sort of thing?
All right, Doug, according to the mostly reliable website Deadline Hollywood Daily, Universal Pictures meeting with writers to come up with a new, updated, reimagined version of Scarface. There was a 1932 original with Paul Muni, and then 1983, of course, cult classic with Al Pacino, which just came out on Blu-ray. Believe it or not, the most popular, Say Hello to My Little Friend, remains the biggest selling cell phone voice ringtone, and the studio has sold over 10 million DVDs worldwide, so it's a viable property.
Say hello to my little friend.
And finally, Mad Max 4 starts filming next April. Tom Hardy, who stars in the movie Warrior, currently in theaters, takes over for Mel Gibson. George Miller, who directed the original trilogy, will return to direct the fourth installment in that franchise.
You're fascinated with that. This is the second time you've talked about it.
Talked about it a few times. Yes, I have. What to see you, Doug?
It's nothing. It's nothing. Anything to me. I'm always interested in what you're interested in. Find out what Chuck's interested in. His blog is terrific. Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can get to that by going to DougStefan.com. Don't play that yet. For heaven's sakes, wait till we get somebody on.
Everybody's got it.
Elaine in St. Augustine. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good for you. What's the name of the movie?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Didn't you love it?
I loved it.
Yeah, it's a great movie. All right, Elaine, you sound lovable yourself. Hold on just a second. We'll send you some food, make you even more lovable. Chucker returns tomorrow here on Good Day.